الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. After completing what was known as the adab of the masjid, a person is coming for salah. First we spoke about the wudu and how wudu it's a ibadat in itself. Then we spoke about hearing the adhan and how he pays attention. It is not just a call, it is a message. And every time he must listen to the message again, because it understood that my Allah is sending me the message because again he wants to remind me. Then we spoke about how we come to the masjid and how our whole attitude changes. That is why we read that dua, immediately we put ourselves that this is the masjid of Allah. So now we will come to the next chapter, which is called clothing of the musalli. Thiyabul musalli, the clothing. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's clothing was very scarce. So a sahabi radiallahu anhu asked this question, that was a person when he performs salah, does he have to have two cloths when he is performing salah? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became a little upset. And he said, أَوَ لِكُلِّكُمْ ثَوْبَانٍ. That does every one of you own two pairs of clothing? What he meant is, if I have to say yes, then there will be many people who only got one cloth. How will they perform salah? So because of that he left it, that if you got one cloth also, you'll have to read your salah. So the verse of Quran now, which we're going to explain first, and then this narration where Umar radiallahu anhu will give an explanation. Allah tabarak ta'ala says, Ya Bani Adam. First Allah tabarak ta'ala speaks to us about clothing. And why this was so important is because the first attack the devil made on Adam alayhi salam was going to be the main attack he was going to make on the son of Adam. The first attack the devil made was to take away the beauty of Adam alayhi salam and Hawa. How he took away their beauty? Who knows? He made them eat from the bush, and then what happened? Their clothes disappeared. Their clothes disappeared. Even the Christian knows that. Even the Jew knows that. That when their clothes disappeared, it was not an honor for them, it was a disgrace. When their clothes disappeared, it was, Allah's anger is on me. My clothes came off. Which means my clothing was my beauty. When Allah's anger fell, clothing went off. If Allah's happiness is, clothing is on. That even the Christian knows. But now that same Christian auntie, and then it was going to go one level more, where the Muslim woman was going to look at the Christian man. She was going to go to school. She was going to see how others dress. And she was going to understand, the less clothing I wear, the more noble I am. Whereas it was supposed to be, the more my clothing is coming off, the more it means Allah's anger is falling on me. Because clothing out is Allah's anger. So Allah Tabarakala mentions, أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ, that we send to you man clothing. Clothing was sent for two purposes. Allah Tabarakala says, يُوَارِي سَوْآتِكُمْ. First I send clothing to you so you can cover your satr. وَرِيشَا. Then I send clothing to you so you can make yourself beautiful. The devil has already taken the man from one level. And he brought us right to this level. Salah now needs to take us back to the first level. And I'm going to explain this to you, and it must come in your mind. Because many women I saw, we were in the aeroplane, I was so happy to see a very modern woman. And a very modern daughter. Remember, when you look at a woman and you look at the woman's daughter, you don't have to look at the face of the woman. Sometimes you can just see, because normally whenever I saw a woman,
Then someone will say, how you look? So you don't have to look at the face. That's the problem. If you just look at the shape, you got no problem. That is why in the aeroplane I have one habit. As soon as I enter, you take out your glasses. Now that auntie and the uncle is almost the same. Almost the same. Now she can walk. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib will say, wo samne aa gayi. She came in front. Main nabina ho gaya. I went blind. Meaning she came, I just closed my eyes. Maybe I smiled. She thought I'm smiling because of her. I was smiling because my Allah made it so easy not to look. Hazrat Hakim Sahib would say, had a button been put under the foot, that you'll have to press the button to close your eyes. He says, then when she came in front, and I needed to go down, to press the button quickly, he said, she might have thought I'm falling over for her. He says, Allah never make it like that. Wo samne aa gayi, main nabina ho gaya. She came in front, I went blind. Wo samne se hat gayi, then she moved away. Main bina ho gaya. My eyesight came back. It's so easy. So you can see a form. It's the problem when you look deep at the form. That's when man starts appreciating beauty. You don't have to look. So I saw a woman and her daughter. We were going for Umrah. They were so modern. Meaning no scarf. But that auntie and her daughter was already telling that a lot of times in an aeroplane you get lazy. And you say one masala is you can read namaz sitting. She was fighting then. She says, I need to perform my salah. And that woman was saying, you can. She said, no, I want to read my salah. And then they made place and they said, no problem, you can read. And I was so shocked that a woman so, so modern, but she made sure she and her daughter were reading her salah. So good. Now if this lesson could have been taught to her, that why in your salah, you make sure you cover your head. Because she went there without her head covered. But as soon as she came there, was she not going to take the burqa? Why in her salah she made sure she covered her head? Why she did? Because she knew my Allah does not want to see me with my hair uncovered. So much she understood, right? Similarly, me and you. The world has gone to a state of total nakedness. Young girls today walk around where their legs are showing. They walk. They could be from good families. But slowly, slowly, as clothing starts going away. First it was the trousers she's wearing, the dress, but the dress is cut. So as she moves her leg, you can see the elements. Then she went higher, went higher. And her father, he went lower, lower, lower. His trouser now is sweeping the ground. And her skirt is going right to the top. So one place I went to, I said, when Islam will come in your house, you don't have to get scared. Because Islam is not going to make you poor. I said, but Islam is a good haircutter. So Islam will just say, there's nothing wrong with your head, it's your hair. So either let me grow all your hair or cut all your hair. Finish. And you won't have to pay wild prices for a funny cut. Said, Islam will make life cheap. But then I said one thing which a lot of people laughed, but it means they understood it. I said, Islam will not even tell you to buy extra material. Islam will just say, uncle, your trouser is too long. And your wife's is too short. So allow me to cut from here and I'll add there. Then the people are left. The uncles are going down, down, down. The aunties are going up, up, up. Why couldn't they go the other way out? Because the devil wanted Allah's anger to fall on them. Otherwise, material, same amount of material. But as she started cutting, she started going. Now you see the girl totally naked. But when she goes to read salah, she'll make sure she puts on a trouser. Why? خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدْ Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, when you come to make sajda by me, beautify yourself. Maybe if she knew the Arabic language, maybe if you know it. خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ Allah said, I want you to make yourself beautiful when you come to make sajda bhai. Now she puts on a trouser. She understood that verse. She would have understood beauty is in the trouser, not taking it out. Said, put on, cover your hair. I don't want to see you with your hair uncovered. You're Allah. She put on a scarf. And she said, Allahu Akbar, I submit. Then she read a salah with so much of modesty she read it. She never act like a boy. She never walked around like, I am the boss. She did everything how Allah wanted, so much of modesty. She even knew a woman's salah is different from a man's salah. She closed her body. She went into sajda clothing, closed. At the end of the salah, she made salam. If someone asks, why you behave like this? Her answer would be, because my Allah likes to see me like this. This would be the answer. My Allah likes to see me like this. Then she will be asked, and does your Allah look at you out of salah? Does your Allah look at you out of salah? What is the answer? Her answer will be yes. He says, then out of salah, how does your Allah like to see you? He likes to see you the same. So the dressing of salah was never meant to be in the salah. It was meant to teach me and you. My Allah wants to see me like this. He wants to see me like this. So if He wants to see me in salah like this, it means out of salah He also likes to see me. Every day, 5 times a day, He says, you got a trouser on. You got a trouser. Like some boys, when they come, and I tell them, what you got under your trouser? So that under the trouser, they got nothing. They got shorts. Say, lift it up. Say, Allah doesn't like to see you there. When the Sahabi asked, do I have to wear 2 clothes? Nabi Sallallahu wanted to say, yes. But you will wear one for your legs, one for the top. But he said, does everyone own 2? Then came the time when Umar radiallahu anhu, someone narrated this. Umar radiallahu anhu said, that was in that time of difficulty. He said, now when Allah has opened up the matter, إِذَا وَسَّعَ اللَّهِ, when Allah has opened up, He gave you wealth. فَوَسِّعُ, He said, now you also open up your clothing. He said, now let a man wear 2 clothes. Let a man wear 2. I want you to think of this. How my Allah wants me in salah, I must make an effort that my Allah also looks at me out of salah. Yes, out of salah I cannot be exactly the same, but I can be to a great extent. But Allah doesn't like to see me naked. He doesn't like to. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught his sahaba, they reached that level, that even out of salah, they sitter, they made sitter out of salah. If they had to go for istinja, there they used to feel it hard also. Finally, ayat of Quran came to tell them. You're going for istinja, and you're still covering yourself. It's difficult. Allah Tawarakullah said, say to them, I even know what's under the clothing. You're going for istinja, you have to open. They reach that level. Even when I'm going for istinja, my Allah is looking. You cannot walk around like animals naked. Otherwise in your house, no one is looking. But that woman who in salah made sure she cleaned herself so well, then she will leave the salah, she won't open up so much. She will say, in front of my Allah, there's a level of haya. It can't be so much like salah. And for us men also. How my Allah wants me to look in salah. I remember when I was young, I used to see, when people would come to the masjid, they would fold up their trousers. So I would ask, like, why are they doing that? They say, it's haram to have your trouser over the ankle. I say, wow. Then I would see the man leaving the masjid and put it normal again. I say, now, I will see a man coming to the masjid with no topi. That time they used to have the topis in that box. It was like a cardboard. One day I heard one alim came, he said, I saw such topis in your masjid that I feel disgraced to put that thing on. It's like you put a box on your head. Because they used to make that cheap line cardboard. But the uncle would come, he would wear that topi in salah, like a cardboard. Never wait out of salah. But once you leave the masjid, just take it and drop it. You ask me, why are you doing that? He says, Allah likes to see my hair covered. He says, then out of salah, Allah doesn't like. Allah doesn't see. But to bring ourselves to that level. Islam started it easy. First you make sure your satr is covered. But then you go higher, higher, higher. You don't go lower, 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 lower. Because we saw, first the topi came out. Now when I go to England, sometimes in the whole masjid, no one is with me. So now instead of telling them where the topi, we started telling them where turban. Where turban? Because Allah's Nabi wore turban. But the turban goes where the topi. Now when more clothing came on, now you see the boy wearing a scarf. Now you got another scarf and it's so hot, but he got, Islam wanted. The more clothing you got, the more beautiful you are by Allah. Allah wanted it. Put on another one. Now you see Juma, he put on a juppa. He's even more. But you go the other way around. First he'll take out one. Then he'll be, where's my Ubaidullah? Ubaidullah, show them your arms. Stand up. Quickly. I want you to do this. Right, now show them your arm links. Tell them why you wear it. When you wear it. When? In class, why? Because the ustad will kick you out. So slowly, slowly, Ubaidullah is going this way. And if I tell Ubaidullah, I left his kurta, then he'll have one socks to put up there also. So early when the ustad is going. So as you go off, you start cutting. You see socks. In our era, we had socks. Now you got half socks. Then will come the time, quarter socks. So either don't wear socks or wear socks. But they won't be. They'll always go. In our time, they still have holy socks. That they'll wear the sock with holes, that it must point out. So are you wearing it or you're not wearing it? It's none of the two. This way or that way. You say you will wear those socks in front of Allah. And in your sajda, your toes are like looking. Say, wear it out. How you will do a thing less? So this, every salah when you will come in, you will watch how you dress. And if every man and every woman can do it, then it will teach one lesson, my Allah likes me like this. And as soon as we will leave, see in the markets of the world, they say you can dress how you want in your shop. But then there's something called, now I'm a CEO, I think they call it. I don't know what it means. Now you tell him, you're not wearing your normal clothing. He says, no. I mean that top level market. There you have to dress to a certain principle. He says, but you're the boss of the company. You can wear your skipper. He says, no way. There's a dressing code here. I ask, what's that dressing code? I see those people. They come with that heavy suit, like. That suit, one day I was feeling cold, one guy gave it to me to wear. It's hot. It's hot. Then that man wears that shoes. Then he puts that shoe in a boot, like. That sock in a boot. Then he stays whole day in that workplace, walking, 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 and his feet are just burning, burning, burning. Then you see he comes to the masjid. When he comes to the masjid, when he take out that socks, even he looks the other way. You see that? I saw some masjids in England, they got a law, do not walk with your socks in the masjid. Do not walk with your socks in the masjid. That's one heavy one. Other masjid I went, do not walk without socks in the masjid. But you can't wear your socks. So they have another sock, which you put your sock in. Because your sock is already stinky. But they'll say, do not walk without socks. Why? Because when that uncle takes out his socks in the wuzu khana, that alarm thing can go on. All day he walks. So you tell the guy, it's hot now, isn't it? Why don't you wear chumples and you go to work? Say, no way, they'll kick me out. So he's ready to go to that entire 7 hours of work with that heavy sock. Heavy shoe. Islam was so practical. When it is hot, this is your clothing. When it is cold, this is your cold clothing. But your Allah loves to see clothing on you. Your Allah loves to see clothing. Allah Ta'ala give us this. Yeah. In the madrasa and out of the madrasa, we move towards clothing. We don't move away from clothing. Wassallallahu ala nabiyyi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So we will stop here. This will be the majlis final for this year, inshallah. Next week, Wednesday, there won't be a majlis. Then madrasa will close, inshallah. When it closes? Friday. Make sure you tell your fathers mistakenly they mustn't come here on Thursday to make salam to you, because they'll be wasting petrol. Madrasa closes on Friday. Maybe a little earlier, but not Thursday. Not Thursday. Thereafter, Jalsa is inshallah this week, Sunday. Jalsa starts what time? 9 o'clock. What time you people must be here? You all must be here the day before. Yes. Jalsa inshallah will be on Sunday. Inshallah, we ask everyone inshallah to try and take part. This is the first Jalsa of the madrasa. The Jalsa will be from 9 o'clock inshallah to about 12, half past 12. We'll try to have Zohar on time. Then the majlis will be not next week. Thereafter madrasa will close. When madrasa starts, inshallah, again in about January 12th. So most likely that Wednesday, inshallah, we will have the first majlis. If I'm not ready for it, and we'll send a message on the group, inshallah, it will be then the following, inshallah. Jazakumullah for always coming. Inshallah, like how every week we have something, inshallah, prepared today. Some friends have brought, inshallah, something. Again for you people. So when you're eating it, you must make dua for those that brought to feed you. They say you feed a student of deen and food stays in his stomach for 40 days. So for 40 days, they're supposed to get the sawab. But you students, I don't know if food stays in your stomach for 40 days, because my septic tank is every now and then needing to be emptied. So take Bismillah nicely and eat slowly. It seems you all eat too fast, so everything will go up. That's why the septic tank is even saying, I give up. One man came, he said, the septic tank can last 20 years, 30 years. I said, you haven't seen students. I don't know how long this thing will last. So take it easy, eat slowly. Allah Ta'ala reward those that are feeding you always. We'll make little bit of zikrullah, inshallah. I explained to you numbers, how you can count on your fingers. Remember, I'm not saying this is the sunnah method of counting tasbih. The sunnah method is easy. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very easy. He said, count on your fingers. That's all he said. So you can count. He said, close your fingers. So according to some ulama, as long as you close your fingers, 1, 2, 3, 4, that's close. That's why some of them will only close. They won't go like this after. They say, this open. Say, only close, then open all. And 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So there's no law. Like Nabi Hassan said, use your fingers. Some say like this here, count. You can count like this. But I taught you a method because Nabi Hassan in Ahadith, it seems the Arabs liked this method. That's why he would use it. So it's highly possible he also made his tasbih like this. So we are doing it to remember it. Otherwise, you don't have to say this is the sunnah method of making tasbih. The sunnah method is any method of counting. But the method that we know that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed 10, he showed other numbers. So let's go again quickly through it. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, sorry. 3. Right. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then it will be 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. You remember that one? And now I'm only going to show you the 20. 20 is here. 30. 30 is here. Now we are going to do 40. 40 is not very clear. 40 comes to it like this. But then when you're going to come to 50, you're going to have a problem. So some do 40 like this. 40. Some do 40 like this. Meaning, just keeping it away from there. So we're going to end on 40 now. It means we don't want it here, so it's anywhere. So we'll just bring 40 here. 40. So now when you'll make zikrullah, you'll make up to 40 inshallah, and then next year inshallah we will carry on 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. So now we will make 40 tens. Allah, la ilaha illallah 10, Allah 20, istighfar 30, and durut will be 40. When you reach your 40, you just end here and you can remember that one.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله الله الله استغفر 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 الله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد 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 لا اله الا انت سبحانك اني كنت من الظالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاه والسلام على سيد الانبياء والمرسلين وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم O Allah, in your kindness, O Allah, that which is not worthy of being accepted, Allah, shower it with acceptance. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم بسم الله ما شاء الله Allah, it is only in your name. Allah, it is only what you have done. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. From our side, there is no power to do anything of goodness. Allah, from our side, there is no power to ever stay away from you. If you had willed, we could have been in very filthy place. If you had wished, we could have been doing the worst of actions. Allah, it is your kindness that you brought us in front of Quran. Allah, we ask you in your kindness that your kindness never ends for us. Allah, we ask you in your kindness that your kindness never ends for us. Allah, we ask you in your kindness that your kindness never ends. Allah, it follows us in every stage of this world. Allah, it follows us in the grave. Allah, it is with us when we stand in front of you. Allah, it is with us at the scales. Allah, it is with us at the sirat. Allah, your kindness allows us entry into Jannah.
Allah, your kindness allows us to climb the places of Jannah. Allah, your kindness takes us to the highest levels of Jannah. Allah, nothing is far from your kindness. Allah, nothing is far from your kindness. Allah, make every one of us deserving of that kindness. Bismillah, ma sha Allah, la quwwata illa billah. Alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu as-salihat. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.